Bruin Buzz is brought to you by Siemens and Logan & Company.
And welcome into this week's edition of Bruin Buzz, where we talk to Athletic Director Tim Bard each week and find out what's going on around the Bruin Athletic Department. We'll also get one of the coaches from Bartlesville High School on the air with us here in just a little bit and find out a little bit about their sport and their activity. So, good morning, Coach Tim Bard. How are you doing today?
Good, David. Good morning to you.
Well, thank you very much. Good to have you in again for Bruin Buzz. I know we have, as always, a busy week now as we are heading farther into the fall semester and a lot of activities going on out at Bartlesville High School, huh?
I keep thinking that, we'll get a week where don't have anything to do, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Probably not. And I know you are definitely your first full year as athletic director. You are staying very, very busy. I know that. They keep you hopping, don't they?
It's been kind of a busy last couple of weeks. You know, last week we had the volleyball tournament that we hosted and the softball tournament we hosted and homecoming and the block party and the rain. So combination of all that and a palm clinic, and I had Indian summer as well. So, you know, a combination of that, there's not 70, 80-hour weeks the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. That is a lot of work you've been doing. And by the way, and just in case folks missed it, want to pass along that Sawyer Vaclaw and Natalie Bond were the homecoming king and queen last weekend at the football game last Friday night. So they represented well, and congratulations to Sawyer Vaclaw and Natalie Bond.
Yeah, two outstanding students from Bartlesville Public Schools that represent our schools in a very positive manner.
All right, very good. Well, let's find out what we have going on the schedule for the next few days.
Well, on Monday, volleyball is going to be at Stillwater, and we're going to have a JV football game with Owosso at Owosso. Then on Tuesday, softball will be at home with Pryor. Thursday, volleyball will be home with the Union. 8th grade football will be at Pahuska. And 9th grade, our 8th and 9th grades will be at Pahuska. That looks like that's about it for the week, not counting tonight's big game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tonight, of course, Owosso will be in town to play some football against the Bruins. And the Bruins looking for a district win. This is the opening district game of the season. So we finished the first three games at one win and two losses, beating Shawnee and then losing the next couple of weeks. Skytook last week came in here and got a big 31-7 victory. That just seemed like it kind of snowballed on us there towards the end of the first half. We might have outgained them in total yardage, but they put some more points on the board, especially right towards the end of the first half.
Yeah, that was a tough one to swallow there. You know, when you have I know as a coach, period, not football or basketball, but you know, when you have one of those games that you feel like you should win and you come out flat, and that's one you can't get back. And then the season when you add them up, that's one that you feel awful about. And but I'm sure, and I have faith in our coaches' staff that and Coach McKee that our work ethic was probably really good this week. And I'm sure we paying a little more attention to detail. And I bet our special teams are a lot better today than they were last week. And maybe it sent a little message to our kids that you know, we got, if for us to get better and have the type of season that we want, we've got to work a little harder. And I think we'll get there. I still think we got capability of having a successful season. Now, what that means is not. You know, not letting the school board dictate the outcome of a game, whether we had success or not. And, you know, we may not go to the playoffs. We may not win 8 or 9 games, but there's other ways to look at success. And if we get better every game and we get better every day in practice and our kids play to their full potential, then, you know, they're going to have a good high school career.
All right, I'm sure there's no better team that we would like to get that started against than Owosso. A bit of a rivalry there as the Rams will be in town. They also have a 1-2 record. Now, their losses have come to Broken Arrow and Jinx, a couple of the elite schools when it comes to 6A football. So Owosso with a win over Muskogee and a couple of losses on the season tonight will be a battle of teams with 1-2 records in the first district game. How soon do you get to get started practicing on the basketball court, Coach?
October 1st. You know, we're playing, we're off season right now. OSSAA rules, you can go one class period. So we're playing or lifting every other day. Come October 1, it's unlimited. You can go 24 hours if you want to. And then November 1st, the next day, is when you can start scrimmaging after that time. And then I think we open up middle of November this year, really early because of our schedule. It's right around the corner. And I know kids are excited, and which that's a good thing, and just a couple weeks away, and we'll be in the gym.
Well, we missed a bunch of games last year because of the weather. We went through several days straight of canceled basketball games, tried to postpone them, but then ran into scheduling problems where had other games scheduled, so you couldn't do the makeup game. So that was a big headache last year with the weather. Hopefully we will not have to go through that this year. And I know you've got to be excited because you have every player returning from your starters from last year, huh?
It should be a good year. I mean, everybody assumes because, you know, we had no seniors, was really unique for me. First time in my coaching career, I've never graduated. We had one at senior night. Everybody assumes you're automatically going to be good, and some of that is going to be up to me to, you know, did the kids work hard enough all season? Are they still motivated to win? Are they working hard? Or, you know, are they taking everything for granted? All those. You've got to take all those elements out of it and continue to push them to work hard and get better. Our schedule's a little tougher. I know we've added Broken Arrow. Our tournaments are still up in the air, but we may be going to Ardmore for a tournament, which sees some West Side schools. So our schedule will be a lot tougher than it was last year. So with all that, I'm not going to go out there thinking we're going to be 19-1. At the end of the regular season before the playoffs start, but I think this team has the capability of being really good.
All right, very good. I know you have some good returning players and some bright spots for upcoming Bartlesville basketball, so we will be excited about that. October 1st is when they get to get their practices underway. Well, we want to say thanks to Tim Bart, athletic director and head basketball coach for the boys team here at Bartlesville High School, and cheer. We want to talk a little bit about cheer. Tell me a little bit about Aubrey Frederick, the coach of the cheer. They've got some exciting things going on, don't they?
Yeah, we're excited to have Aubrey. Aubrey joins us. She had spent her high school years and all of her cheering career at Ponca City, and she was one of the transplants, came over with ConocoPhillips after the merger time, and she's been here in Bartlesville, and we had an opening with our cheer, and I interviewed Aubrey, and she just kept kind of put it on the back burner, and she just kept sending me stuff, and it appeared really quick that she wanted the job, and she's done an outstanding job with our program. I know our parents and our cheer squad is excited that she's here and is a part of them, and I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but they're doing some exciting things and having some good results, and I couldn't be more pleased with Aubrey and what she's done for our cheer program.
All right. Well, we will get a hold of Coach Aubrey Frederick in the cheer program right after this commercial timeout. This is Bruin Buzz on KWON, and our thanks again to Athletic Director Tim Bart. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks a lot, David.
Somewhere in America, there's a home by the sea, powered by the wind on the plains. There's a hospital where technology has a healing touch. There's a factory giving old industries new life. And there's a train that got a whole city moving again. Somewhere in America, the toughest questions are answered every day. Because somewhere in America, 69,000 people spend every day answering. Siemens Answers.
Logan & Company is proud to support the Bartlesville Bruins and be a part of the Bartlesville community. Family owned and operated for more than 75 years, Logan & Company is excited to be in the community for many years to come. Logan & Company, supporting the Bruins and the community.
And welcome back to Bruin Buzz. This week we are going to talk with Aubrey Frederick, Coach Aubrey Frederick, with the cheer squad, the cheerleading squad. Coach Frederick, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, doing fine. Thank you very much. Appreciate you taking time to talk to us a little bit about cheer, something that some of us might not know a whole lot about, but we are certainly looking forward to learning a little bit about it. About how many people do you have on your cheer squad, Coach?
There is 18 on the varsity squad and 14 on the junior varsity squad.
Okay, and so quite a few. And you get how many hours a day do you practice?
We practice every morning at 7 a.m., and they get out about 8:20. My competition squad is actually having two-a-day practices right now. So.
And I know that the competition squad, do you not have some information that you can pass along to us about some competition that's coming up? I hear that there's a pretty good competition coming up in the future here.
We do. We have state competition coming up on October 1st. We qualified at the regional competition on Saturday, September 17th.
All right, very good. Well, congratulations on that. So you're going to go to state, huh?
We are, the first time in 4 years.
That's very exciting. Now, are you new to the program?
I am. I just took over the program at the beginning of August.
Okay, and where did you come from, Coach?
I wasn't coaching before this, but I did do cheerleading in high school. I cheered for Ponca City all 4 years of high school, and then I was on an all-star, all-girls squad at OSU my first year of college.
Oh, really? So are you a Cowboy fan now, being on that squad at OSU?
Of course.
Yeah, and you think the Cowboys are doing all right this year, huh?
I think they're looking pretty good.
They are. They are. That's exactly right. They are looking good, a very good team. So you've been cheering yourself for a number of years as well. Did you start, at what age did you start?
I started cheerleading when I was an eighth grader.
And it's a serious thing, you know. There are competitions, national competitions, for a lot of cheer squads as well. So it's something to be taken quite seriously, huh?
Absolutely. Every year there's nationals. There's several big associations around the country that have national competitions. A lot of them are on ESPN. It gets a lot of national coverage these days.
All right. Do you designate some captains for your cheer squad here at the school?
I do. I have two seniors who are my captains. My captain is Haley Hill, and my co-captain is Kara Squires.
All right, very good. And so where will this state competition be held now in a couple of weeks?
It will be at Gallagher-Iber Arena in Stillwater on the OSU campus.
All right, so you get to go back to Stillwater, huh, and enjoy that again.
I do. Very excited about that.
All right, and the girls are excited as well, I guess?
Absolutely, especially my seniors getting to go to state their senior year is a huge accomplishment.
All right, very good. And now how many people are on the competitive squad that you mentioned?
We're going to have 20 on the floor at the state competition.
Oh, wow. Boy, now that requires a lot of coordination, a lot of teamwork. I guess a lot of the things that we don't think about is the teamwork that's required to be successful in cheer, correct?
Absolutely. They definitely have to work as a team. They have to trust each other, especially and things like stunting, when the girls are, you know, holding each other literally, you know, in the air. Mm-hmm. Have to trust one another, work as a team, always.
All right, very good. Well, we certainly wish you the best of luck in state competition coming up in a couple of weeks. And, of course, the cheer team you cheer at all home and away sporting events, I guess, the ones that you are able to get to, right?
We do. We cheer at all the home and away football and basketball games.
All right, very good. Well, we are talking with Coach Aubrey Frederick with the cheerleading squad here at Bartlesville. We appreciate it so much, and we wish you the best in state competition. Hopefully you'll come back with that championship, Coach.
I'm hoping so. Thank you so much.
So we certainly do wish the best to Coach Aubrey Frederick and the cheerleading squad at Bartlesville. And that will do it for this week's Brew and Buzz. Be sure and join us next week for more Brew and Buzz, brought to you by Siemens and Logan & Company.
Somewhere in America, the slightest breeze harbors immense power. The tallest buildings leave the lightest footprints. A 50-ton train makes barely a mark on the environment. And a country facing climate change finds climate solutions. Somewhere in America, we've already answered some of the nation's toughest questions. And the over 60,000 people of Siemens are ready to do it again. Siemens answers.